USA Radio News.
After a third woman came forward with allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump went on the attack.
I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife. And they know it's a big, fat con job.
Trump said, due to the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the Kavanaugh nomination, he may delay his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But as far as the special counsel's investigation, there was no collusion or obstruction.
Unless you call obstruction the fact that I fight back. I do fight back. I really fight back. I mean, if you call that obstruction, that's fine.
Turning to the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, the president's not happy.
I'd rather pay down debt or do other things, create more jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The flu can be deadly, and reporter Sabrina Cupid says the virus claimed tens of thousands of lives last year.
The CDC here in Atlanta saying an estimated 80,000 Americans died from flu last year. Usually it ranges from 12,000 to 56,000. Last year's flu season began in late October. It peaked in February and didn't really fully cool off until May. We also broke a national record for the number of people who ended up in the hospital.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says his family has received death threats since he asked the Judiciary Committee to carry out Thursday's hearing.
We have lit a match, my colleagues. The question is, do we appreciate how close the powder keg is?
Flake says he will decide how to vote after he hears from Kavanaugh and from Christine Blasey Ford. Republicans are pushing to confirm Kavanaugh by next week. Senate Democrat Jeff Merkley is now suing to stop a vote on the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years at a Pennsylvania prison for sexual assault. As Cosby goes to jail and pays his debt to society, he's also facing another kind of debt. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The disgraced comedian apparently owes a ton of money in legal fees. TMZ is reporting that Cosby owes over $280,000 in unpaid legal bills for his sexual assault case, which ended on Tuesday with Cosby being sentenced to at least 3 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman back in 2004. The 81-year-old also has to pay a $25,000 fine and the costs of the prosecution team. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a speech to Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis discussed the plans for the Department of Defense. With more, here's John Clemens.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the Treasury, and it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.